film, he must have said, ah, okay. Which is okay, because it was so important to get that shot.
Sure.
Okay. So the headline for his story that the editors gave was Making Murder Pay. In other words, they had to make it a put down of us.
Right. Well, I guess your critics had to make headlines of their own, didn't they?
Yeah,
and sell papers.
And that's going to be my point, that so much of what comes to us through a critic is that's where the exploitation is.
I see. And I think you're right.
And when I read from his reviews, you know, oh my God, he's making a lot out of nothing.
Well, you're going to give it a lot of context from pulling out these reviews from, you know, way back. Have you seen these other films? Did you see Trouble the Water?
I've seen them all.
Yeah?
I don't see there's any exploitation.
Well, Trouble the Water, certainly not. I mean, I don't even remember them being criticized. I suppose one could say if they're trying to stir up something that to use this poor girl's film footage and then to make a successful documentary off of that, that would have been what she was critical, what Carl and Tia were would have been.
We'll see what they say.
Yeah, I'm not going to jump. But I don't see it that way. Again, I see it almost same as you would describe for Gimme Shelter, where how could they not use this experience for their film? It, in fact, it was an organic change of what they went to New Orleans to film, and then they found a new story. And
Molly
it's,
Bloom, I don't know if you remember that name, Molly Bloom.
Yeah, sure.
She reviewed Grey Gardens, the last sentence of the review, there were just some people who shouldn't be filmed.
Well,
I would say
she wasn't a pioneer.
I would say not that many.
What I'm interested in is how you knew that it was she was worth filming, that the mother and daughter were worth filming. Like, what separates you from Molly Bloom? Why do you know, like, this is going to be a transcending story?
I knew that they were in all this trouble with the Board of Health, right? And when I arrived with Lee, Jackie's sister, Lee Radziwill, and I met Edie, and I'm standing in front of this house, and there's some mystery here that has to be uncovered. That's what led me on. Why would these two women? Why would they, from Bouvier's? You know, why would they choose to become recluses? And you know, when we showed the film at the Paris Theater, Chris Joliet, and then later on, Edie and my brother and I were there. Right. And then later on, in that theater was good.